Hi, I'm Laura Ott, and along with my dad Otto, we're the hosts of the Feel Good Hairdressing podcast. We are from Hair Ott, a family-run group of hairdressing salons and training academy based in the south of England. Our podcast is here to be your virtual salon companion. In it, we will be sharing our knowledge and experience to support you in this amazing industry. We will also be sharing our downfalls and mistakes in the hope that you avoid making them. Join us as we explore the world of the hairdressing team, giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the magic that happens beyond the chair. So, whether you're a seasoned hairdresser, salon owner, or new to the industry, this podcast is your VIP pass to the heart of the salon. Today, we are going to talk about all things reception and receptionist. I'll explain what works for us in maintaining an excellent client experience, as well as what makes a brilliant receptionist and their overall role in the salon environment. Unfortunately, Otto's not here with me today, so it would just be me, and I imagine this would probably be one of our shortest episodes so far. So, let's get started. Welcome to the Feel Good Hairdressing Podcast. Today, we are talking about all things reception and receptionists. Unfortunately, Otto's not with me today, so it will just be myself. So I can imagine this will probably be the shortest one of our podcasts. So let's start. Many salons don't have receptionists, and I totally appreciate that. So I hope that in today's podcast, it gives some practical tools that any of your team members can use when they're maybe covering reception or even just to enhance the client experience for them. The role of a receptionist really is to look after the clients. We often tell our receptionists, don't worry about the team, don't get too involved, because that's what the managers are there for. The managers are there to coach and support the team, and the receptionists are fundamentally there to look after the clients. Remember, for many, many clients, walking into a salon is a nerve-wracking experience, but that's why it's so important that their reception experience puts them on a high at the very beginning of their appointment and at the very end of their appointment. If you knew somebody who wanted to be a receptionist and they were saying, oh, but I'm really nervous about the technology and how to use the computer, you know, that's not important because you can train people for that. But what you can't train people for is potential receptionists, you know, genuinely likes people, generally likes looking after people, then you've got a perfect receptionist. You just need somebody who cares. You need somebody who cares about the clients, who cares about the salon, who cares about the team. You know, receptionists have come, most of our receptionists had careers before they were receptionists with us. You know, they've come from different areas like banks and telephone exchange, you know, but they all share this common value, which is about really liking people. And when you genuinely like people, it's such a fundamental role of being part of receptionist, because you want to give people an experience that they will love and want to repeat time and time again. This is why the role of everybody is so important to the salon. You know, client happiness isn't just down to the hairdresser. You know, client happiness is for everybody. And we want to create an environment that clients want to come into time and time and again, you know, and recommend to all their friends. You know, we don't want to have that stereotype of hairdressers. You know, we want to create this community that is a community between the clients and the team, and create an atmosphere that people just want to embrace. We have to distinguish ourselves differently. There's a very famous quote from Sam Goldsworthy, who was the co-founder of Sipsmith. For those that don't know, Sipsmith, it's quite tricky to say, is a gin. Probably just under 10 years ago, we had a bit of an explosion of gin. You know, it went from being just kind of like your beef eaters to all these different flavours, you know, and like Bombay Sapphire, Sipsmith, you know, and they made different flavours, and the gin market just exploded. And Sam Goldsworthy from Sipsmith said, instead of being different, be distinctive. We are in an experimental world now, and people need that emotive, evocative, distinctive moment to take away with them. And that's what we need to give our clients. So we're a hairdresser. On many high streets, there's many hairdressers. You know, so we've got to make ourselves distinctive. We've got to do something that the other hairdressers don't do. You know, we do that a lot through our training. We do that a lot through our consultation. We do that a lot for being prepared to give more. And the reception can do that. We can provide an exceptional service at reception. And it's not all bells and whistles. It's just about making the client feel that you genuinely care. And, you know, and if you don't genuinely care about the client, then potentially you're not really in the right role if you are a receptionist. We need clients. You know, we need somebody fighting the corner for the client as well. Perhaps it's not always their fault. They didn't know what they wanted. They booked it in incorrectly. Let's care enough for the clients to say to them, okay, come into our salon, come into our world. We will give you exceptional hairdressing service, but we're also going to give you an exceptional experience, one that you're going to want to repeat time and time again. Because realistically, 7 out of 10 clients leave the salon because the experience doesn't match the price. And that's across if you're charging £25 for a haircut to if you're charging £300 for a haircut. Clients leave because the experience doesn't match the price. And as Otto said in a previous podcast, it doesn't matter what the price is. If the experience is amazing, then the price becomes irrelevant. And that's where we want to get to. We have to be realistically with these increasing costs that we've got from electricity to apprenticeship wage to everything. You know, we really need to be charging high prices. But to charge a high prices, we need to make sure that we're delivering exceptional service. And the client visit starts and ends with reception. And there's no reason why that shouldn't just be as exceptional as every other part of the visit. So let's talk now about the reception's interaction points with the client. So really, let's start off with the phone call. Many clients now do online booking. Of course, we have our rebooks for the client, which is what we really want. In an ideal world, we want about a 70-80% rebook rate. So that means that the client is rebooking before they leave the salon. But we will go more into that later on. But let's first of all talk about the phone call. Clients found us, they've been recommended to us, they might have looked at us on Facebook, etc. And then they decide, right, I'm going to book an appointment. So they phone the salon. Now, years ago, I think I did some sales training in a different life. And they said, like, one of the most important things is to smile before answering the phone because it automatically lifts your voice. And I think, you know, even though that was sales training, that is so true. Smile before you pick up the phone. So you give yourself more energy because the client doesn't want to phone a salon and hear, thank you for calling Hairot, Laura speaking. You know, it's a bit dull, it's a bit dead, you know, it's not representative of our salon. So smile, pick up the phone and say whatever it is you say. So for us, it's how may I help you on the phone? And that's really because can, and I'm sure we've all got those memories of the teacher at school when you're saying, can I go to the toilet? And they say, yes, you can. But then you're not allowed to go, but you've got to say, may I go to the toilet? And then they say, yes, you may. Can be a bit of a hard word, you know, how can I help? You know, it's very impersonal. There's nothing there that gives it a bit of warmth. So, you know, if you just say, how may I help you? How may I, the receptionist, help you, the client? It's so much more welcoming. It's such a better introduction to the salon rather than thank you for calling here or how can I help? You know, and it's just a bit, you know, I don't know how that would translate into a word, but it's just a bit, ugh. You know, there's nothing there to get the client excited. So let's say, how may I help you? And within our salon, we always say which branch we are as well. So we would say Hairot Cosham, Hairot Wolstevel, Hairot Whiteley. That's just to help in case a client has phoned the wrong salon. Always try to speak slowly and clearly on the telephone, which I imagine might be quite ironic for me because I appreciate that I do speak quite fast. I have tried to slow it down for this podcast and hopefully you can hear it. So the client phones, you know, they want to book an appointment. Brilliant. Have you been recommended to anybody? You know, it may be that their friend has been and they've been recommended to Sophia. You know, fantastic. You know, let's work together and get that appointment for you. I mean, this is exciting. Somebody has chosen to spend their money with us, you know, and for many people, they have to make tough money choices about where they spend their money. So the fact that they're spending it with us, we should be, you know, pretty grateful for. So don't make it awkward on the phone. You know, none of this, oh, have you got an appointment on the 25th in the morning? Oh, you know, you don't want to, oh, I don't know. Oh, you know, You don't want to be that person that makes it awkward for a client to book. You just want to be like, okay, so we have this on the 25th, or unfortunately, the 25th hasn't got any availability. How are you fixing the 26th? Or is a Wednesday a best day for you? You know, what's your commitment like during the day? Could you come in during the day? We're also open at weekends. You know, just make everything really easy. Just make it easy. Just book the appointment. You know, we want the client to come in. The client wants to come in. Why make it awkward? Let's just make it easy. If it's a new client and they haven't been before, say to them, you know, do you know where we are? Okay, and they say no, then explain where you are. I say, well, how well do you know? For us in our Caution branch, we're opposite New Lincoln and Iceland. So we say, oh, do you know where New Lincoln Iceland is? And they say yes. And then we say, look, we also on our website, if you go to our website, we've got directions on there. And there's also information about parking, about buses, about trains. You know, just make it really easy for the client. I would also say never say no on the phone. So if a client, new or regular, is booking an appointment, and they say, could I book in with Sarah on Friday the 15th? Oh, no, I'm afraid we haven't got any availability. Don't say no. Just say, right, Sarah's fully booked that day. What other days can I look at for you? What day of the week is best for you? What time of the week is best for you? Again, let's just make it easy. Well, you know, as I said, the client is phoning us for an appointment. We are grateful for them to phone us an appointment. Let's just make it easy for them. Of course, so we've covered the directions. We've got the appointment booked. Always repeat back the service, the designer and the date at the end of the telephone call. So just say, right, booked in with Sarah. You're having a half head of foils, a cut and design on Tuesday the 19th of whichever month it is. So you've repeated back. So the client has heard again the time of the appointment. Check their mobile number. Just check that the mobile details are up together. This helps because we send out text reminders. So that if there's any problem with the appointment, we can, you know, cancellations or anything, then we know what their mobile number is. And then you say, thank you for calling and I look forward to seeing you soon. You know, just end it on a high. Make it different. I think, you know, so many people are used to phoning up or texting and not having that human interaction. Just make that human interaction something to remember. You know, exceptional doesn't need to be all bells and whistles. Exceptional can just be showing, you know, that you care. What else can you do to maximise the phone call? Of course, with a phone call, there's also opportunities to upsell. Now, I know upsell is a bit of a scary word, but we don't want to do anything that's unethical. We don't want to push people into having something they don't want. But say if you've got a cut and design client and they might have potentially been thinking about colour. So you could say to them, so Rachel has a little bit extra time on that day. Would you like to book in for a complimentary colour consultation? What Rachel would do is go through your skin tone and then talk about, you know, the options that you have for potentially having a colour in the future. You know, people can say no. If they don't want it, they don't want it. And they just say, oh, no, it's all right. I'll leave it this time. And that's the thing about the telephone. You know, it's not, you can offer stuff and people feel a lot better saying no on the phone or yes on their phone than they might do perhaps face to face. Have a look at the previous notes. So say if somebody has had a balayage before, say to them, I see you've had a balayage before. Would you like to book in again this time? If they've had a treatment, I see you've had a treatment before. Would you like to book in again this time? You know, so you're just maximising the time that the client comes in by offering services that they've either previously had or may want to have in the future. Again, I know that a lot of people might say, oh, but they didn't phone in for that. But sometimes, you know, you phone in for something, but you actually maybe want something else or you've been thinking about something else. All you're doing is opening the door on reception and the client can always, always say no. So there we go. So we've got the phone call. So we finish the phone call. We repeat back the date, the design of the service, and we say, I look forward to seeing you then and thank you very much for calling. I think one of the most important things to do, not just when you're on a phone call or when you're with clients, is never assume how much a client can afford. I mean, it's quite insulting for them, for you to assume somebody else what they can or can't afford. So never assume that. Never assume that they're not going to afford the £72 cut and design. And never assume that they can't afford a colour or a treatment. When I first bought my house, like my starter home with my now husband, I went into a net shop because we needed some nets. And I am quite, by character, a scruffy person. I like to call it scruffy chic, but it's probably just scruffy. I have a tendency just to look really scruffy. So I walked into the net shop and I saw some nice nets. And I asked the shop assistant about it. And she basically kept guiding me over to more cheaper nets. And I was like, no, I like these nets. And she was like, well, they're really expensive, so come over here and these are the cheaper nets. And you know what happened? That I left the shop and I didn't buy any nets, you know, because first of all, you know, I was thinking, I like these nets, and she had assumed that I couldn't afford it. You'd think, well, you know, if I hadn't been able to afford it, then I wouldn't have asked about it. We've got a bit of a family legend. I'm not sure if it's true, but it's been passed down the generation. So my grandfather used to have a friend that was a jeweler in Hatton Square. And the story goes that he was just shutting up for the night, you know, about to go home when the doorbell went. So because Hatton Square is quite an expensive jewellery area, you would have a doorbell and the person would go down and then let you in. And so he went down the stairs and in front of him was like a tall, scruffy man wearing leathers, you know, and he looked at him and he had a moment where he thought, either, you know, I just tell this man that we're closed or I let him in and see what happens. So he toiled with himself about what he should do. And then in the end, he let the man in. And it turned out that man was Mick Jagger. And I think, you know, he spent thousands of pounds of jewellery that afternoon. So it is a bit of a family legend story. We believe it to be true, but we can't validate it. But that's the legend, that the jeweller went from thinking, ugh, he looks a bit scruffy, to selling thousands of pounds in jewellery to Mick Jagger. For our younger viewers, if you don't know who Mick Jagger is, he's the front man for the Rolling Stones. So I really hope that story is true, because it gives you a really good idea now about not to assume what a client can afford. You know, give people the opportunity to buy from you. You're not selling, you're giving them the opportunity to buy from you. So don't assume what somebody can or can't afford. Okay, so let's talk about if somebody just walks past the salon and pops in with a query. First of all, let's talk about walking into a salon. I think for many people, it is really scary. And for us, we have had experience of walking into salons, you know, for me, all my life. So I don't find it scary walking into a salon, but many people do find it scary. I think Otto said previously there was some research where people are more anxious about going to the hairdressers than they are the dentist. So we've got to appreciate that it's actually really scary for a client to walk in. And then we've also got to appreciate, well, what's it like where a client walks in? If we've got loads of team members at the desk, that is not welcoming. You know, you need to get people dispersed so they're not all standing at the desk. One of the worst things is that a client walks in, team members look up, and then they all walk away. You know, that's horrendous. Can you imagine walking in and everybody just walking away from you? They think that it's not their role to look after that client. If there are a lot of team members around the desk, the worst thing is to walk away. And then also we've got to make sure whoever is at the desk, that everybody looks up and acknowledges the client. You can't have loads of people at the desk, a client walk in and then being ignored. I mean, these are all simple things, but they're crazy things that happen. You know, they happen in our salon. Don't ignore somebody. If somebody's walked in, you know, at least give them the generosity to acknowledge that they're there. And then in an ideal world, the receptionist would walk around the desk to meet the client. The desk is a barrier. However much we need it for the computers and stuff, a reception desk is a barrier. It's somewhere that the team congregate, or it's somewhere that the receptionist uses a barricade from the client. We don't want that. We want to walk around to the client. We want to have that space between us where we can greet them. So we say to the client, you know, hello, how may I help you today? Again, we've asked for the how may I help you today. You know, it might be a price inquiry. You know, then you would have your system of how you deal with price inquiries. You know, we always have some of our price lists out on the table just to give somebody something to take. It could be that they've asked for a price list. You know, you've said to them, oh, one of our designers is free now. Would you like to come and have a complimentary consultation with them? Brilliant. Take them through, sit them down. You know, if you do have people free, use that time if somebody walks in. It gives the client a good idea of who you are, what you stand for, you know, if they could choose you as your hairdresser. The nice thing as well about giving a client a price list is it's not necessarily about them booking today, but if they take that price list home and they mull over it, you know, in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they might be thinking, oh, I need to get my hair cut. And then the price list there, the physical price list, is more just for a reminder for hair rot, you know, to say, oh, I might go there and get the haircut. I don't think it takes us quite a long time. Sometimes it takes us quite a long time to actually come round to trying something new. But over that time, we're looking at the price list, we're looking at the social media, we're looking at websites. talking to friends. If somebody walks in with a price inquiry, not booking them in doesn't mean that you've lost that sale or that appointment. All it means is that you've lost that appointment for today, but potentially they could become a customer in the future. And that's what you've got to think. If the client hasn't booked in today, they could become a client in the future. So what can I do to facilitate that? If you have a designer free offering for them to come in and have a consultation with designer straight away, you know, no obligation, come and sit, you know, see how you get on. It's just a really nice way to do it. We have the skin test rule where you need to have it 48 hours before the appointments. And then, of course, sometimes a client comes in to complain. I think you can get complaints on the telephone call and then also complaints in person. The best way to deal with the complaint, first of all, is to let the client talk. Just let them talk. Get out what it is that they need to say. Like we talked about before, clients who complain can sometimes become your most loyal clients because they had a problem and you fixed it for them. You know, we have to sometimes step aside from our egos and think not everything is going to go 100% perfectly. But if a client is generous enough to complain, and I know that sounds like a contradiction, but it's so much worse if somebody has a complaint and walks away and never tells you, because they won't tell you, but they'll tell 10 of their friends. Maybe think about the last time you had a really good experience. How many people did you tell? When was the last time you had a really bad experience? How many people did you tell? I'm sure when you had the good experience, you probably had about, you know, maybe told about 3 or 4 people. Bad experience, probably told about 10 people. If you didn't, then put it on social media or something. But if somebody's complaining to us, it's a generosity. They're telling us what went wrong. Just let them talk. Don't interrupt them. Just let them talk. And then the best thing to say to the client is, let me fix this. How can I fix this for you? Hopefully in an ideal world, it would just be a case of a cut and design. If there's nothing, something not quite right about the colour, you know, get them booked back in with the manager. What we want to do is we want to fix the problem for the client to make them feel, because that's really what we do. We do care. So let's get that complaint sorted out. If the complaint is too big to deal with a receptionist, or if they're getting a bit aggressive, that is not okay. You could say to them, I think the best thing for me to do right now is to get you to sit down and I will get my manager. In the absence of a manager, the best thing to say would be, unfortunately, my manager and salon owner aren't in today. If you would be happy for me to take your telephone number and I will ask them to give you a call. We wouldn't expect a receptionist to deal with a really big complaint that was kind of like out of their control. But if somebody has just walked in and they're unhappy with a certain aspect of their service and you can fix it, then fantastic, fix it. Explain to the manager exactly how the client feels and let's fix it for the client. Because as I say, they might highlight something that we've gone wrong with in the salon. And so we can make it better. Let's make it better. Okay, so phone calls, walk-ins. Now let's talk about the 5-2 diet. So the 5-2 diet was you ate a certain amount of calories on 2 days and a certain amount on 5 days. And it was really popular in England. So what we've done with our receptionist trainings, we flipped it. So it's the 2-5. And what the 2-5 represents is the 2 minutes when the client walks into the salon, the first impressions and the 5 minutes that are last impressions. Because as we said before, the receptionists really are in control of how the client feels when they walk in and how the client feels when they walk out. So we've got to make sure that by giving exceptional service, and remember, exceptional service isn't about doing something extravagant, it's just about showing the client that you care. You know, that is exceptional. How many people do you hear now say, oh, customer service isn't what it used to be, you know, you don't really get good customer service anymore. If you can provide a smile and a warmth, you're providing exceptional service and it's free, you know? You don't need to do anything crazy. You can just provide exceptional service by making the client feel cared for. Let's talk about those first 2 minutes. The client's walked in for an appointment. You've got to step away from that desk. There we go again. Don't be the doctor surgery where they just scan the appointment book looking for your name. You're there, and you're just standing there going, am I there? You know, don't be that person. Walk around the desk and greet the client. Smile. The first thing to do is smile at the client. Make them feel comfortable. A smile puts people at ease. And then you say, oh, hello, have you got an appointment today? Hello, how may I help you? You know, if it's a client you know, you say, oh, hello, Jean, how are you? A warm greeting away from the desk. If you are with another client at the time, just gently look up and acknowledge the client and give them a smile. You know, hopefully you might have some assistants that are on it and they see that there's a client there waiting and they come and look after them. and then take the client's coat for them. Obviously, it depends where your coat cupboard is within your salon, but our salon, all our coat cupboards are actually at the front. So we take the client's coat from them whilst they're still standing, we hang it up, and then we would say, if you'd like to follow me. So then we take the client through to the salon area, pull out a chair for them to sit on. So you hold the chair, pull it out, and then put it a little bit at an angle for the client to sit. Sometimes it gets a bit awkward, you pull the chair out, oh, there's hair there, so you're kind of discreetly trying to get rid of the hair. But clients will be quite forgiving, you know, they understand that we're hairdressers and the hair there. So if you just say, oh, could you just bear with me 1 second, let me just tidy up the area for you, then that's fine. So make sure to seat the client, offer them drinks. Many salons have got beautiful drinks menus. Offer them a choice of magazines. You know, our clients love OK and Hello magazines. They say it's their guilty pleasure when they come to the hairdressers is reading the gossipy magazines. If it's a new client, it's always worth letting them know where the toilets are. And I would also always encourage you to introduce yourself as well. As I said, it's very nerve-wracking for clients when they're having a new experience in a new salon. So if you just introduce yourself, say, my name is Laura, I'm on reception today. If you need anything at all, just let me know. And then the client already knows somebody. So you say to them about their designers, it's Sophia looking after you today. She'll be with you in 10 minutes. If you'd like to relax, I will get your drink organised. I think one of the most important things is when a client's in a salon, especially if their designer's running late, is just keeping that client informed. You know, if they're going to be 5 minutes, say to the client they're going to be 10 minutes. But if you'd just like to relax, you know, finish it on a relax. Oh, she's running behind. You're going to be kept waiting 10 minutes. Nobody wants to be kept waiting, but everybody wants to relax. So say if you'd just like to relax for 10 minutes and then Sophia will be over to you. Just keep an eye on the client. Once you return back to the reception desk, just keep an eye on the client and make sure that they have received their drinks. So let's talk about during the appointment. During the appointment, it's really important to keep the client informed. So like we said, if the designer is running behind, just let them know. Okay, so let's talk about what a receptionist can do during an appointment. One of the most important things is just keeping an eye on the clients and making sure they've got enough refreshments and magazines. If you overhear a designer talking about hair plans and future appointments, walk over to them and offer to book them in. It's so much easier to rebook appointments in the chair than it is at reception, because as we know, a lot of the time we'll be quiet for about 20 minutes and then we have all the clients and all the team coming to the reception desk at one time. So if you can book the clients in for future appointments in the chair, then do it there. I mean, I would also encourage if you could take payment in the chair to do it there rather than leaving it to the receptionist desk. As much as you can do with the clients in the chair is so much better than waiting till the client comes up to the desk. When you've taken the payment, oh, would you like to book your next appointment? And then somebody say, oh, no, I'll give you a call or I'll do it online. Actually, whilst we talk about that, before, if you're offering to book a next appointment, say to the client, would you like me to book in your next appointment? And stop. So many people I hear say, would you like to book your next appointment? Or do you prefer to call? I mean, basically, all the client's hearing is, oh, I'll call, you know. So they say, oh, no, it's okay, I'll call. But you don't want them to call. You want to get them booked in straight away. So would you like to book your next appointment? Just ask that and then stop. Don't ever, ever, ever say, or would you prefer to call? In fact, if you hear yourself say, would you prefer to call? You have to give yourself a little pinch to make sure you don't do it again in the future. So just say, would you like to book your next appointment? Once that's all booked, write it down on a card for them or send them a text message, however it works within your salon. I would always encourage you as well to check the mobile number of the client just to make sure that we've got all their details up to date for when they do get their text reminders. So we've come to the payment bit. Let's break down the bill. So they've had a cut and design, they've had a colour, they've had a treatment. The total cost is blah, 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 blah. You know, so tell the client exactly what they've had done and how much it costs. It just helps with that information. You know, you're keeping the client informed all the time. So payment's been great. We go to the coat cupboard, help the client with the coat. So for our younger designers, it could be a bit awkward trying to help a client with a coat. But so I would say, you know, practice it a couple of times, but it can go a bit wrong. But if it does go a bit wrong, helping somebody with a coat, just have a laugh. But the idea is you do one arm, you do two arms, and then you lift the coat up so it goes over their shoulders. If the client has got long hair, say to them, oh, would you mind if I just flicked your hair out? Because you've got a beautiful haircut, you don't want it caught in the coat. So then flick the hair out and then just smooth the shoulders down. And then walk around and open the door for them. Just open the door. It's just such a lovely thing to do for a person. Open the door for them and just say, It's lovely to see you. See you soon. Have a good weekend. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You know, see you in 8 weeks. Whatever it is, just end with a pleasantry. I would always try to avoid saying goodbye because goodbye seems a bit of a finality. You know, it's final goodbye. So just end with see you soon or have a good weekend. And then that just creates this amazing impression for the client, for the salon. I think, and I'm going to repeat myself, but exceptional service can be achieved by just showing the client that you care. You know, it doesn't have to be something massive. It simply can be just showing the client that you care. So remember that, the 2-5 of exceptional receptionist service. So the 2 minutes for the first impression and then the 5 minutes for the last impression. Other top tips I would give you is to realise your own language about the words that you use. For instance, if somebody's trying to book an appointment, please don't say no. Please don't say, oh, no, Sarah's got no availability. You know, just say, you want to flip it around and say, Sarah's fully booked that day. How about Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera. You know, avoid saying no, because no is really final. Obviously, you know how I feel about can. Don't say just. Oh, is it just a haircut? No, it's never just a haircut, you know. Can you imagine if you were on a date and you're, the person you're on a date with said, oh, you just look beautiful. What does just mean? You know, there's nothing there. You know, you either look beautiful or you don't. You know, just, it's just a haircut. It undermines the service that the designers are providing. Actually, whilst we're talking about that, do not call the team girls. I mean, if there's anything that winds me up more, it's the team being referred to as girls. You know, these professional women, you know, that are working, don't call them girls. It just completely undermines. The only people that can call the team girls are the team themselves, you know, but don't, you know, oh, I'll get one of the girls to look after you. Who are these girls? You know, I'm expecting to see my 12-year-old daughter walk up. Don't call the team girls. Don't say the word just, don't say the word no, and then trim. There's another word in reception. Oh, is it just for a trim? No, you know, often people say, oh, how much do you charge for a trim? And it's, well, our designers, whatever the prices are, you know, so, but what the visit includes is, you know, full consultation, beautiful backwash experience, you know, prescribed haircut, colour, etc. You know, it's so much more than a trim. Don't you undermine the team's talents by calling it a trim as well. You know, I think sometimes if a receptionist has had a role within a different industry, we can come into a hairdresser with these perceived notions. And I think sometimes the best thing is just to, you know, let them go and just, you know, see the team for what they are, which is a group of professional and consultant hairdressers. So I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast, learning all about reception and the role of the receptionist. We do have a course running, one in October and one in November for our rockstar receptionist. Location is not confirmed yet, but it's going to be in the Southeast Hampshire area with a date in October and a date in November. The cost is £125 per person. And if you are interested in attending, please go to our website, www.feel-goodhairdressing.co.uk, and register your interest. So, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you on the next one. And that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Feel Good Hairdressing Podcast. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a fabulous review on your favourite podcast platform. Your support means the world to us, and it helps others discover the joy of great hair days. We would love to connect with you. Visit us at www.feel-goodhairdressing.co.uk or follow us on social media at feel_good_hairdressing. Share your favourite moments, hairstyle wins, or even your burning questions. We really want to hear from you. Remember, the magic doesn't end here. Every day is a chance to embrace your brilliance, and we'll be right here cheering you on. Bye.